Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly, also known as Lil Citrus, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is March 4th, 2024, and we are in the Southeast Produce Council Southern Exposure Week, everyone. Are you ready? A couple announcements before we get started today. Did you join the virtual networking hour last week, February 29th, Leap Day, with Robert Gunther that talked all about the Farm Bill? If you didn't, we recorded it, and it is going to be on the Produce Industry Podcast mobile application next week. Now, everyone, our next virtual networking hour is April 18th, same time, same place, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because guess what? This week, we are in person March 7th for the inaugural in-person networking event for the podcast, so stay tuned for those details for April. And if you're coming to Tampa this week, we are having a jiu-jitsu and self-defense class March 7th as well. So if you are on the wait list for golf, hey, maybe give us a call and we can fit you into the self-defense jiu-jitsu seminar March 7th, 11:30 to 2. That also includes lunch. Our featured guest today is someone that's going to be right here in Tampa with us all week at SEPC Southern Exposure, David Sherrod, the president and CEO of Southeast Produce Council. Everyone, we're going to talk about how we met. We're going to talk about our journey. And we're going to talk about the show and what to expect when you arrive here in Tampa, Florida. Everyone, I want to thank all of our sponsors for the in-person networking event, as well as the Produce Industry Podcast. Growing the community together, as I say, let's go ahead and get this episode started. David Sherrod, oh my gosh, welcome to the show, my man.
Thank you, Patrick. You did catch up with me, brother. I've been loading trucks, getting ready for next week.
Long time coming. Listen, everyone, we're recording Friday, March 1st. We're dropping this March 4th. David and I both are going to be extremely busy come the weekend. Heck, David, I have people coming into town tomorrow, you know, Saturday, right? So we have just so much going on. And, you know, we got to talk about our history a little bit, too, because When we first met, and we've talked about this before, it was in 2020. You remember? I mean,
I do. I mean, right before COVID, I remember it was, we were, you know, about 2 weeks before the shutdown happened. Remember that.
It was, I always say it was the two last shows I went to. I went to your show and then I went to PodFest. Those were the two last shows before the shutdown. And thank goodness that I did, right? Because the Produce Industry Podcast literally started April 1st, 2020. And then you were in everybody's mind, or not just you, but the Southeast Produce Council was in everybody's mind, you know, because it was the last show that they were at during COVID and then leading into 2021. So obviously I remember that, you know, the day we met, you know, back in 2020, I was doing some volunteer work for the International Pineapple Organization. If you remember, our buddy Will Cavan reached out to you and said, hey, would you be willing to let Pat walk the show? I had never been to the show. And it was, if I remember correctly, that's when they had all like the casino tables out there. And it was that whole convention center was packed, man.
It was
overwhelming for me.
Well, to be a regional show, sometimes we put on the dog, as they say sometimes. So, we have a lot of things going on during our show. So, I think somebody said before that nobody does a theme like the SEPC. So, I'm glad to take that moniker and run with it. So we do that a lot with Southern Exposure. It's been a big platform over the years.
Well, as I say, as crazy as it sounds, you're crazy, I'm crazy. And that's what's so crazy about this is that you get the attention of everybody when you do these things. And that's what I love about it. It was a little overwhelming for me at first because I didn't know what to expect. I was like, what are we doing? Oh my gosh, how do I network? What do I do? And a lot of times that's what you don't want to feel, right? And when I went to that first show, I left feeling as part of the family. I have not missed a Southern Exposure or an Innovations since 2020. I've been to every single one. I've been a huge supporter. And everyone, David's not paying me to say this. No one's paying me to say the things that I say, but if there's value there, David, that's what we talk about. And the key components of, you know, the Southeast Produce Council, Southern Exposure, Southern Innovations, I'm going to say it for you. It's about family. I mean, this is truly, you know, one event that I could go to that I wasn't bumping elbows and knuckles when I got back to your first show. We were all hugging again. Yep. We were all excited to see each other, right? So I want you to talk a little bit about that. As we lead into the show, we're 3 days away, and we're going to be here in Tampa, which this is where the podcast studio is. This is where I live. I didn't think it was going to come back to Tampa, David.
I know. We love Tampa. You know, that's one of those things that, Terry, when we started the, you know, having Southern Exposure, Tampa was one of our cities that we went back and forth between Orlando and Tampa, and we love Tampa. It's a great city. They treat us well, and we're glad to be back. You know, the one thing we don't like is always the fact that we have to use multiple hotels. You know, everybody would love to be under one roof, but it's so compact right down there by the water and by the convention center. It feels like we're all together anyway. So we're glad to be there. But, you know, getting to what you said, Patrick, about what you felt after you left that first show was about family. That's the feeling. If anybody ever asked me, you know, what do you want? What's a home run after somebody leaves one of our conferences? And I want them to feel that way. I want it to feel like it's always been a like leaving a family reunion. And when you come back, it's like you're just picking up on conversations that, you know, that you ended with the last time you saw each other. So those are the great things. You know, those are the things that we feel like when somebody asks me what sets you apart from any other trade association, we're all the same people and we're part of all these trade associations, you know, but we want to have what, you know, people, you know, think about when they think about the SCPC, and it is family, and it's that being a servant to other people. And so, you know, thank you for feeling that way.
You know, it's a feeling that's probably mutual with a lot of other people. Because again, we're not comparing to other shows, but you're right. Sometimes you do have to compare, and some of the other shows, they are overwhelming to begin with. And you are staying at different hotels. And I agree. Yes, we would love to stay at the same hotels. I'm not a buyer or anything like that, so I'm at the Hilton down the street, which is still an amazing hotel. But yes, I would love to be under one roof. And if we're not, but guess what? We're all going to connect in the same way.
We are.
Now, David, I'm gonna bring this back to 2020, because that was the first time that I said to myself, I'm not going to go to just a trade show and do the normal bar hop deal. If you're a bar hopper out there, you're fine. We're just that's not me. You know, I was like, I'm going to go to education. I'm going to do the networking. I'm going to go to the gala. These were things that traditionally, if I was to go to a show, I never did before, David. I would literally, like I said, you go to the bars, you try to schedule dinners off site. That was one of the things that I was traditionally used to doing at trade shows, because I, as crazy as it sounds, I was a really big introvert when it came to trade shows 5 years ago. Could you believe that?
I can't believe that, but I'm glad you told me.
When I used to own my company back in 2010, a previous company where we imported and exported fruit, I would never go to the shows. I always sent other people that worked for our organization. I just had a thing with just all these people. And, you know, I just come out from working from my dad's company. So it was one of those things where it was a little insecurity. And yeah, I was an introvert at the time, because I kind of was only selling oranges and pineapples. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's all I was focused on at the time. I wasn't focused on the community of the produce industry like I am today. So a lot of things have changed. And I'll tell you, I remember Anne-Marie Uhring. I just remember watching her learning, and I was like, why have I not gone to education? I'm like, why have I been missing this for so long? Like, and of course me, you know, authoring the, you know, millennial boom, she's talking about all the different aspects of the generations and buying powers. And I'm just like, Oh my gosh, like, who even needs to go to the trade show, David? I was like, why are we even going to a trade show? This is what the conference should be about. And what's crazy is I didn't realize how many people, like decision makers, were in those education sessions. Again, probably a little bit of me not knowing and just thinking, no, those decision makers aren't going to be there. They're going to be out to dinner. So they're going to be here. I've met so much quality people at the education sessions. And then even Anne Marie, she lives right up the street from me in Lakeland. So it's even better. Like I built so much relationships just, you know, from the show, and that's what it's all about. So even the education, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about that, the power of produce and the education sessions that are coming this week, right?
They are. And, you know, what you said in you know, is not atypical of how we were at first. You know, I think we were when we started out our education programs, it would be hard to count 50 people in a room, you know, and we just didn't get things going. But over the years, you know, we've really devoted some time and resources to our education programs, trying to get those things that are hot topic, that on trend. And, you know, and just like you said, our partnership with FMI has just been awesome. I think this is our sixth year that we've been doing that with them. We got introduced to Anne Marie through Rick Stein and the group at FMI. And this has just been a great just a partnership between us and them. And the Power Produce this year is just not going to be something that you should miss. You know, you need to be in there. These are the people that come in. And I will tell you, when you go into one of our education sessions, it's like no other in the industry. I mean, true. Compared to the people that we have coming, you know, we might top the 4,000 mark this year. But I will bet there'll be over 700 people in that education session in both of them. You know, we've got Kevin Brown at the first one.
Love it.
You know, and I think that he's going to be going over his book, Unleashing Your Hero. He also wrote The Hero Effect. And just the two things that are on point that's going to be, you know, a part of your personal development, not just, and that, again, that's about you as a person. It's not about you and the company that you're coming about. We want you to be, you know, a more complete person when you leave these conferences, in whatever you do, not just work, because we don't think work makes the person. You know, the person's going to be, you know, it's about living your whole life. And we do believe that. And, you know, a lot of that, we've got a lot of new programs coming this year as well. But
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too, brother. Our education program has just took tremendous strides over the last few years. And Kristen, your recent Scott, has just been tremendous leading that up for us. And we're just thankful for, you know, just the people that have been put into position that have come in here and really made this into one of the best, you know, best educational sessions in the industry. And I can say that because people tell me that. I'm not saying it because I see it.
David's being paid to say it. No, you're right though. I mean, listen, I joined the education session, but the committee, what was it? It's going on, I believe it's over 2 years now, probably, I think 2022, I finally got onto the education committee after begging you for so long, because I wanted to be part of serving our people. Yep. And, you know, I got to give a huge shout out to, you know, you and the team, because you allowed me to be a speaker in 2021, right when we came back from COVID.
Did an excellent job.
And I still get people that come up to me and they're like, Pat, I remember when you spoke, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I love it, man. You did great. And it's funny, I'm actually speaking at another show this year. And it was kind of crazy because how it got introduced, the gentleman said to me, well, when I saw Pat at SCPC in 2021, he goes, it was amazing. And I was sitting there like, Wow. I was like,
I mean, that's the way our industry's supposed to work. You know, yes. you're supposed to, you know, you get out there, you meet people and you talk to people, and then, you know, then you're introduced to somebody else down the way. So again, it's the way our show works. It's all about relationships. So
networking, awesome. Relationships. Heck, I remember Wendy McManus came up to me in 2021. I was like, I think I've seen you on LinkedIn once or twice. That was when I was starting to, I would say, stop being so much of an introvert and starting more with the podcast and starting more with, you know, influencing the industry. You know, that's one thing I love though, too. It's like, you know, being able to work with Kristen has been amazing. And let's give another shout out to obviously to our new guy running the show over there at the education, Craig Fields.
Craig Fields.
RPE, Tasteful Selections. And then now we just got a new co-chair, am I right? That's Hillary, that's now going to be stepping in and helping more with the committee as well. Am I correct?
She's helping with it as well. You know, Hillary got on the board, and I think that, you know, we're working people at different things to see what, you know, that suits them. And, you know, Hillary's she's passionate about education as well. So, yeah, we're going to, you know how we are. We're going to use you wherever we can use you at and whatever you feel good at. So it's we're glad that she's on there as well. It's just, I'm telling you, Patrick, it's all about the people that's in our organization. I know that's a cliche and people say that, but it really is. It's about the, you know, there's only a few of us, the staff and myself, that gets paid. Everybody else does this out of the graciousness, yeah, of their hearts. They volunteer. And, you know, that's one thing that I will tell you. We're never short on people that want to help around here. And we're thankful every bit of it. Sometimes I don't look thankful because just worried about things, but like that. But I will tell you, I am. I'm thankful for all the people that come up in our, you know, come up to us and just say, you know, can I help scan? Can I do this? Can I do that? Because, you know, it takes a village, brother. It really does.
Just like raising a family, right? I mean, it takes a village to run all these kids around, right? Yep. It's so true. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, everyone. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of what's going to happen on the show floor. We're going to talk about where you need to be, because very important, everyone, we are spread out a little bit this year. So as being on the education committee, I've got some updates of where you need to be at certain times. And we will have some volunteers out there that are going to be helping drive traffic in the right direction. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from some of our sponsors. We'll be right back.
JGLC, the place to be, a third-generation, family-owned and operated asset-based company. Throughout their 60 years in business, integrity, reliability, and loyalty to their customers has remained their top priority. JGLC guarantees 24/7 communication with your personal logistics coordinator. They offer competitive pricing without sacrificing services. They operate throughout the United States and Canada. JGLC's customers count on them for dependability and dedication carried out on every order, every time. 60 years of service for all your trucking needs. Visit them at jglc.com for your custom quote.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunrays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunrays grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from dynamite sponsors, creating dynamite content. And heck, if it's around your lunchtime, I bet you're hungry after seeing and just thinking about all that food from the Walk and Talk media channel. Today, our guest, friend of mine, David Sherrod. Let's welcome David back.
Thank you, Patrick. Hey. Glad to be back.
Do you feel hungry now?
I do. I tell you what, that commercial made me a little hungry. I can't wait to get down to Tampa.
Oh, my goodness. And if you remember last year when we had the podcast set up right in the middle of the floor, That was presented by the Walk and Talk team. We had Carl and the whole team that helped with that production, kind of had us all set up there. Walk and Talk Media is a kind of a sister or brother, whatever you want to call it, to the Produce Industry Podcast. Work together, as you know. I focus more on the industry. Carl and his team focuses more on the food service and the restaurant life. Nice. So it's great to have that type of food always being delivered, you know, to the show. So always great.
You're taking care of the whole piece of the plate there.
I'm trying to, even though 50% of your plate should be fruits and vegetables.
There you go.
Okay.
Good job. Let's
be real here. Let's be real. So getting back into it, you know, David, the show is always, like I said, it's going to be amazing. So let's talk about some of the things, education sessions. Let's start there because we are a little spread out this year, everyone. We have people staying at the downtown Hilton. We've got people staying at the JW, the Sheraton, all around the books here, which is okay. Heck, some people are staying at Airbnbs off Davis Island. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Trust me, it's totally okay. The Tampa area downtown, I got one of our friends reached out. They're like, is it safe to walk downtown? And I was like, it's safe. I'm like, you're totally fine. I was like, Riverwalk is a beautiful area. And, you know, if you've been to Tampa before, you can say that. It's a safe spot down there. It's a beautiful spot. Every city has their deficiencies, but it's fine. So if you are going to be in the education sessions on Friday, if you are going to be traveling to and from, there's a couple things that we do want to just let you know about, which is there's plenty of parking down there. I can tell you right now, there's plenty of parking garages. So if you do go to American Social, where American Social is, where the Westin is, they have an underground parking lot. So if you are traveling from within, there will be parking down there. There's also parking by the Amalie Arena. They've got a four-story parking building there. You're not going to find parking on the street. I live here, David, and I never find parking on the street, okay? Like, my number one goal, David, is when I do this, I go straight to American Social, where the Westin is, and I just go down and I park and I pay the $10 because it saves me the time and stress of circling for 45 minutes. So that being said, get there early, everyone. Do not try to show up at 8 o'clock. We want you to get down there early, get to the session, get some coffee. But one thing we got to tell you, and David, I'll let you say it, and then I'll tell us what. Where is education this year?
It's going to be at the JW Marriott. So hopefully everybody, just like Patrick said, if you're in any of the hotels that we have, you know, it's all within walking distance. So that shouldn't be a terrible walk for anybody. But we are going to be at the JW, and we've done that for a lot of reasons. We feel like, food quality is going to be better at the Marriott. We do feel like that's going to be something that's going to be, and we're a produce gang, so we want to have good food. So we kind of changed a lot to have that over there at the JW. So don't go over to the convention center. Like Patrick said earlier, we will have people hopefully to be over there and direct you. Hopefully we won't miss our gang and bring you back right across the street to the JW for the education sessions. And don't, get there early because Ed sessions start at 8:30. First Ed session with Kevin Brown's 8:30 to 10, I believe. And then the second, the Power of Produce, I believe starts at 10:30. So, just be there, get a front row seat because we do feel like that we're going to have, 700, maybe even closer to 800 by the time that's over. We know that our numbers are way over that who have signed up, but we really are expecting a sellout crowd. So get there early.
Oh, that's amazing. And David, that's what we want, right? We want a sellout crowd. So listen, everyone, I'm going to pop this up real quick. Okay, here we go. So this is where the JW is right here. And, you know, this is one of the things that, you know, we were talking about in our education committee call, which is this is where the convention center is literally right across the street, David. You know, so we will have people, if you forget, it's okay, because there's going to be some people that they're just going to think everything's happening at the convention. So the JW is literally 1.5 streets, as I say, across, because the street in between the JW is actually a rail street, David.
That's
so
right.
It's a smaller rail street that has a rail cart on it and small parking. So there will be staff out there. There will be volunteers that will be at the convention center kind of pointing you saying, hey, wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. But that's the thing that we're going to be there to do, because we want you to be in those education sessions. We want you to be in the power of produce. And this is what it's about. You get there Friday morning, get there early, you know, network, everyone, have coffee with your friends. Well, I say this to some people, and again, we've all done it, but it's like, go out drinking Saturday night if you want, okay? Like, don't come in and start partying Wednesday night and Thursday night and then show up to the education late. No, the whole goal of this is to be around the people of our industry and to consume knowledge, build those relationships. So, yeah, get there early and save some of the drinks for the closing reception, okay? Because you're going to have fun, but we want you to be able to get the information that SEPC and the Power of Produce have to offer. I'm looking forward to the speakers. Now, I'm going to be podcasting, David. I wanted to bring that up a little bit. I have been begging David since we've started this. Like, you got to let me podcast there. We did it last year. This year, it's opened up to a few other podcasters. We're going to have two separate booths, which I'm extremely excited about. We got the Produce Blue Book reporter. We have the Fresh Cred. We have the Produce Buzzers. And we have the Produce Industry Podcast. So there's going to be a lot of content that is going to be created there. I've got a little bit of a fun idea. Like I told you, David, I'm going to keep that in suspense for everybody, because we are going to go live on Friday. As you know, everyone, we do have a Friday show called Fresh from the Field Fridays. So there's my one little hint I'm going to give you that you might see a few people, you know, Friday right after the education session going live and talk, you know, powered by SEPC, you know, good morning, SEPC, you know, and that's what it's about. So I'm not going to be at the booth all day, David. That's what I was, you know, telling you earlier is, you know, our goal is to be there in splices and to produce content, because we want people to be at the show, right? We want to give them the information needed to get to the right places. Shout out some booths that are doing awesome and dynamite things, bringing some products over and trying new items. I mean, because that's what these shows are about, David. This is, we're not just going and walking the show and telling everybody no, right? No, I'm good. Thank you very much. No, it's about engagement, right?
It is. I mean, and yeah, I mean, you said it right there, Patrick. You know, when we're looking at, you know, what we're about, we want you to slow down. We want you to have those conversations. You know, one thing about SEPC that we still pride ourselves on is having an intimate setting. And it's hard to do that when you get more and more members. But I think that we keep doing that. We keep, you know, bringing that closeness, those, you know, one-on-one conversations between that seller and that buyer, between two friends, really, you know, and I think that, you know, when you look at that, that's what we want you to do. We don't want you to come in and, all right, you got 30 seconds to tell me what you got, and then you got to go to the next one because the floor's too big, or, you know, that's just not who we are. And, you know, I think that everybody knows that. I mean, I think that's the reason they keep coming back. And, you know, that's hopefully, you know, you're going to see that again this year. You're going to see that from start to finish, because we have so many touch points between Thursday and Sunday morning that you can meet people. Just like you said earlier, Patrick, about you didn't even know that there would be, you know, people that you could talk to at, you know, these decision makers at the education. But I'm telling you, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. At you know, we got golf on Thursday. You know, 288 golfers with a wait list of about 50 right now. And at Lake Jovita, we're going to, you know, make that trip out there, which, again, that's an excellent time to network. And then, you know, we got that Thursday, and then Friday, just like you said, is our Ed Day. That's a wonderful opportunity to meet people. And then we've got our two, we've got something new this year beside Southern Roots. Southern Roots is, you know, really became a flagship on the women's networking group. I think they're getting close to like 375 women that have signed up. It might even be more at this point. They're doing tremendous work as a group. I just tell you, there's the women of this industry are just better than any other women that I know. I tell you, they're hardworking. They have put together a great program with Kristen Hadid. An excellent, you know, I think her topic's permission to screw up. I mean, I need to go in there and listen to that.
Me too.
It's going to be awesome. But we got that, and we got something new this year. We actually have a men's mentoring group that we're starting as well called Good Seeds. You know, we don't want our men folk to feel like they're getting left out on this train, because we're all about, you know, it's not just one group that we're trying to bring up. It's everybody. It's everybody that attends. And, you know, that's what, you know, inclusion means. It means everybody. And so while they're having their Southern Roots, we are going to have the men's Good Seeds first meeting. Hopefully that we'll get a good crowd of men to come over there, and we're going to get that started. And it's really about being a mentor to each other in this industry, and just using that servant leadership model. And that's what we're going to do. And we're hoping that we see a lot of turnout for that. And I think we will. We've already kind of been hearing some things coming out. And that's just one of those things that Mike Roberts, being the chairman this year, has put into place. He'd like to see that. And I think a group of about 16 men got together, and we started talking about how can we be better men in this industry. And we're going to try to bring a program. And then from this point forward, that will be something that we'll have in our stable going forward on every conference, and also, you know, between conferences, actually. But that is something that we're doing as well. And then, of course, we don't want to forget about the opening gala. We've got an awesome band this year. The Party Crashers is going to be there, and it's going to be a USO type theme. So I want people to kind of see that. It's, you know, we kind of got this patriotic theme going along with you know, the Unseen Heroes. It's kind of took its own form, and we're excited about that, you know. And so wear your best fatigues and any camo you want to wear, and let's go to that on Friday night. And then, of course, keynote on Saturday, which would be awesome, Kurt Warner. We also got Adam Mendler. He does the 30-minute mentor that he does. He's going to do a little talk on that, and then he's going to interview Kurt. And then, of course, you know, what everybody comes for, the trade show floor. So that's where we're going to get to see all the podcasts. We're going to get to see Patrick in all your glory. We can't wait to see that with live on the floor. You know, I tell people all the time, Patrick, that you've taught me more about podcasting than anybody. I don't know if I've taught you anything, but at least you've taught me that. So I appreciate that knowledge that you've taught me. And just like you said, we're kind of opening that up as an industry media platform, and I appreciate all the help that you've given me to put that together. And one thing I do want to say, I don't want to leave this out because I sometimes do, but Sunday morning we will have a prayer breakfast, because that's the way we like to end things. So
of course,
the Al Finch Memorial Prayer Breakfast will be on Sunday morning. So just don't forget that. I mean, hey. I know people are ready to get home, but, you know, it's always important to give thanks. And that's what we like to do before we leave, at least, you know, to give everybody travel mercies back home and to be together again.
I love it. And, you know, and going back, I love that you're doing, you know, a men's theme as well. I always join as much as they let me, the women's luncheons, the women's receptions. And someone told me one time, it was funny because someone's like, "You're just trying to join everything, aren't you?" I said, "No." I said, "I'm going to tell you something." I said, "I've been with my wife since 2001. So that puts me as my junior year in high school. So it's a long time, 23 mm-hmm. years. And, you know, I'm not even 40 yet." So you look at that. And I remember talking to a buddy one time, and he told me, he goes, "Do you want to know what's behind every great man?" I said, "Oh," I said, "tell me." He said, "A better woman." And,
true.
You know, and to me, it made me really think more and more. And how I support my wife is no different than I would support any other woman, David. So I think that, one, it's great that we need to teach males too, because I think as being males, we have this tough guy kind of mentality, right? Well, you know, don't cry, don't be upset, right?
Well, I'm already, you know, I'm already bailed out for that. You know, I cry every time. So.
Me too. I'm out. Like, I'm out. Like, my wife told me the other day, she goes, I don't mean to say this in the wrong way. I go, what? She's like, you've never really had male emotions. And I told her, I said, that doesn't even hurt my feelings. I said, because I love that I'm able to be vulnerable in times of need. And that's amazing to see someone's emotions, to see their vulnerability is one of the things that is totally acceptable. So having a male kind of get together, I think we need to teach males, the upcoming generations, on how to react, how to treat people, because we got to get to a point where we're all working towards the same goals. Yeah. So I do applaud you for that, because I've always wondered, like, when are we going to have a male conference? Not saying like, oh, all males, but about teaching us the right way, doing things differently, respecting the industry, respecting our people, right? Our women, our kids, our family, because it's so difficult when you do not understand those things. And a lot of males hold it inside, and they shouldn't. They really shouldn't.
Well, they shouldn't. And to be honest with you, I wish somebody would have told me probably 20 years ago, Patrick, of some of these things that we need to, that hopefully that we're going to be able to, you know, tell some of the younger guys and some of the older guys. I'll be honest with you. Some of this, I tell you, I need to be told again, you know,
yes,
in certain things. But, you know, even in the name Good Seeds, I mean, seeds are anything that comes out of your mouth. I mean, that you're planting either good seeds or bad seeds. So true, I'm that. Hoping that, you know, when we, what we say, what comes out of our mouth, what the things that we do, the kind of men we are, the brothers and the fathers and the husbands that we are, that we're going to be, you know, we need to be better. And if we're better doing those things, we're going to be better at our work and our marriages and all those things. So hopefully, you know, again, that's another one of those things that I feel like, you know, that we do, that I hope that people see that resonates a little bit deeper. You know, into who we are and what we want to be. I mean, again, we're not, you know, we're not trying to change anybody anyway. We're just trying to be good people. And, you know, I mean, and to be honest with you, we live in a world that sometimes isn't that good. And, you know, we need more good people. And that's hopefully, you know, that's we're going to see a little bit of that. And hopefully that we can do some more of that. Because I even know, even at and I've learned this from Southern Roots, even at our conferences, there's bad things that goes on. So we're trying our best to put our best foot forward as men of this organization to do what we can. And that's all you can do.
You servant leadership. You like you servant leadership. Let's serve the community, show them the way, and give them an opportunity to make money, create relationships. I mean, all of the above. So David, I'm excited for this week. I can't wait. I've got tons of friends and families and just so many people coming into town. Again, we have a couple things that we're doing, because, you know, some people reached out to me and they're like, well, we can get on the golf. And I was like, I have an idea. So like, even my group, I've got a bunch of our friends and podcast, you know, sponsors. We're doing like a self-defense jiu-jitsu, self-defense program for an hour and a half while you guys are golfing.
That's awesome.
And a little lunch. And I could tell you, more women signed up for that than men did. And they were like, oh my God, this is great. Like, we can learn this. So we're going to have fun with everybody. Our goal is to bring the community to SEPC. You know, David, I've done this twice on our show, and I would like you to do it for us. I would like you to close us out. And as you always do to all of our meetings that we have, everyone, as I always say, we'll see you in the fields and on the horizon. David, why don't you go ahead and close us out with a small prayer, buddy?
I sure will. I'll be glad to do that, Patrick. Lord, thank you for this day that you've given us. We just thank you for Patrick and his work on the Produce Industry Podcast, and just all the things that he's doing to bring more people to the knowledge of what produce is and how good it is for you, Lord. We just thank you for what we've got going into next week, into Southern Exposure. We ask you for your guidance and your wisdom and your discernment. And most of all, we ask you for your grace and mercy, Lord, because we all need that, even though we don't deserve it. Just be with us. We just pray for everybody's safe travels next week, coming to the show and also leaving. Thank you for everything you do for us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, everyone. We'll see you at the show in just a couple days. David, look forward to a big hug, buddy.
See you next week, brother. Can't wait.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.